From the newsroom, I'm Peter Killeen. Humboldt County's COVID-19 case count now stands at 51. One additional case was confirmed on Tuesday, the first positive since April 7th. Contact investigations now underway to determine the means of the transmission for the new case. Humboldt County Health Officer Dr. Teresa Vrankovich saying every case is a reminder that COVID-19 is circulating in the community. She says, quote, "We have fully expected additional cases. It is important for everyone to follow the shelter-in-place order as well as the other measures recommended, including social distancing, masking, frequent hand-washing, and sanitizing, and good cleaning practices." Arcata on Tuesday, dispersing more than $40,000 in emergency loan funds to local businesses, taking a toll amid the coronavirus pandemic. The Redwood Times is reporting Arcata City Manager Karen Deemer said Tuesday the city cleared $41,000 in emergency loans to local businesses, which applied for Arcata's recently established Business Resiliency Emergency Loan Program. Deemer saying the city will disperse another $60,000 in loan aid by the end of the week for businesses ranging from restaurants to retail and healthcare. The city did not provide specifics on which businesses had applied for loan money. The Arcata City Council voted unanimously to establish that loan fund during a special session back on March 26th. Well, Jeremy Westcamper, biomed director for St. Joseph and Redwood Memorial Hospitals, is spearheading an effort to produce face shields in Humboldt County. Westcamper and John Hudson, an imaging specialist in biomed, repurposed their 3D printer in the biomed shop so it could create the plastic headbands that attach to the shield. The shields themselves are being produced with raw materials purchased from the local FedEx store in Eureka at a discounted rate. The shields are then laminated via special equipment, all the production happening on site at St. Joseph Hospital. As of April 13th, they had punched out 110 face shields. On average, production churns out 20 to 40 a day. Local on-site physicist Jason Durant is also producing 8 to 10 shields a day with help of his personal 3D printer. Technology Associates, a St. Joseph partner, has paid for enough material to make 1,200 face shields. If you need help with your home heating bill or the purchase of propane, firewood, pellets, or kerosene, you can reach out to Redwood Community Action Agency to see if you qualify. Their number is 707-444-3831. You can also go to their website, rcaa.org, to find out more. With news, I'm Peter Killeen.